friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Man orders stromboli and then leaves $3,000 tip for a waitress in Scranton as part of Tips for Jesus. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Alfredo's Pizza Cafe is the workplace of one very happy waitress in Scranton, PA. Alfredo's Pizza Cafe has already garnered many minutes of fame thanks to The Office, the hit sitcom that is set at Dunder Mifflin, a fictitious paper company in Scranton. The Italian eatery was featured in two episodes, including Launch Party in Season 4 and Heavy Competition in Season 5. However, something much more real and meaningful recently occurred at Alfredo's. Waitress Mariana Lambert has been waiting tables since she was in high school, and she's weathered the storms that the food service industry experienced during the COVID pandemic. Quarantines and employee shortages have taken their toll. But one appreciative customer left Mariana feeling supremely grateful and touched. Eric Smith dined at Alfredo Pizza Cafe, ordering a stromboli and ending up with a total bill of $13.25. A typical 20% tip on his meal would have amounted to $2.65. But that's not what Mr. Smith left for Mariana. Instead, he left the Scranton waitress a $3,000 tip. Can you imagine? Of course, workers at Alfredo's were shocked and not altogether sure the tip was for real. They examined Eric's identification and waited long enough to ensure that the sale was finalized and eventually became confident that was indeed a legitimate and bona fide tip. Mariana was thrilled, saying, "It really meant a lot to me because everyone's going through stuff. It really touched my heart. I still can't believe it. I'm still in shock." The extreme gratuity was one of several similar ones that Eric had left around the country as part of the Tips for Jesus social media movement. Mariana hopes to pay some bills and take a vacation with family, but she also plans to try to pay the generosity forward. And that's what it's all about. Michael, Dwight, Jim, and Oscar, not even those guys can argue, debate, or compete over that. Give generously to them and do so without a grudging heart. Then, because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hands to. Deuteronomy 15:10.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hollywood actor Shia LaBeouf becomes Christian during his darkest hour. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Hollywood actor Shia LaBeouf becomes a Christian at his darkest hour. He recalls having a gun on the table and not wanting to be here anymore. As he remembered the darkest days of his life, he said, "I had a gun on the table. I was out of here. I didn't want to be alive anymore when all this happened. Shame like I had never experienced before. The kind of shame that you forget how to breathe. You don't know where to go. You can't go outside and get, like, a taco. But I was also in this deep desire to hold on." Before becoming a Christian, Shia LaBeouf says he grew up in the Jewish culture. But his parents weren't committed to the faith, and neither was he. Yet, God, in his infinite patience and deep love, presented him with an incredible opportunity where he said yes to Jesus. He agreed to be part of the film Padre Pio, where he played an Italian saint who lived in the 20th century. This was the moment where his struggles, doubts, and God all intersected. As he learned to play the role of a saint, his pain and God's love opened his eyes. In the midst of preparing for the role, he realized, "My pain made me willing to seek out the love of Christ." Before this moment, he thought Jesus was a soft, meek idea that turned him away from God. But then, he had nowhere to go other than the arms of God. After that dark, ominous night with the gun on the table, he realized this was the last stop on the train. There was nowhere else to go, in every sense. As Shia LaBeouf prepared for the Christian role of playing a friar, he needed to immerse himself in the lifestyle of being a friar. He stayed with the Franciscan Capuchin Friary of California. During the days at the friary, he was surrounded by God's presence, and it was then he surrendered his life to Jesus. Shia knew beyond a shadow of a doubt that God led him to this place to encounter his Savior. More than anything, this role of a lifetime has given him freedom in Christ and a purpose to shine for God's glory. It's unbelievable how God will wait until we are ready to meet him. For many, it's when we're standing in our darkest hour. But that shows how our darkest hour is God's greatest victory. Out of my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Psalm 118, 5 through 6.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.